Did you dig that video?
Yeah.
Now I have to do the host thing. Okay, cool. So I'm just gonna, before I invite Raven up, I just wanna say that the song here, the music you heard, was produced by Stano, punk pioneer and avant-garde sonic architect who's here in the building tonight. So give it up for Stano, please, as he's an advocate in the revolutionary genre of punk. So, that is very annoying. However, yeah, so as well, by the way, he's playing a gig tomorrow, Meeting House Square, 9:30. There'll be 3D Productions. It's a music film. It's called Decoder, and you can buy tickets at the door. So just want to plug that. It's for a good cause. I believe that the funds are going to charity as well. So support that and good, real music and that. So please put your hands together for Raven, who's going to kickstart the poetry.
Man, either I've had too much ginseng or it's funky and there's a sack of granddaddies in here. Is anybody else hot? I'm fucking burning up. I think I have had too much ginseng. My name is Raven, a.k.a. Saul Good, a.k.a. the Universal Underdog, and we are here to set it off for a youngster who is old school enough to release on vinyl. I like that. See, I'm old enough to remember a time when we had songs that made you feel like something could happen. Lane's one of those people who has the word skills and the meaning behind them. See, I remember songs that made you feel like something could happen. Songs that made you want to chant down Babylon or party for your right to fight. Back in the day, we used to say, put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Yeah. But the powers that be made that a sham. So it's time to put them up and wave them like you give a goddamn, because this is hip-hop. So this is hip-hop, and anyone come to test? Well, I could spit for 7 days, but Lord, there ain't no day of rest for these jesters. Ain't defending crown nor title, the very stars. No, the night will be darker without me by far, because by me, all other MCs must navigate, but get it straight. In my crooked path, abstract maths alone can calculate what a mortal hand or eye could frame this fearful symmetry. Try harder, boy. So try harder, cause hell ain't half full yet. Tell me why you expected me to break a sweat, giving a damn about the damage you gon' do, you negligent. My flow is heaven sent. So let the diligent show you how the game is played. Wish you'd stayed in school, learn them first, then break the rules, see? You can stretch a double rhyme, but can you stop time, squash beef, break beats, keep rhythm, instead of pimping a hip-hop split by schisms? See, back in the day, we used to say, put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. But the powers that be made that a sham. It's time to put them up and wave them like you give a goddamn, because this is hip-hop. Who gon' testify? Cause we gon' take it to church. When you put faith in purchase of your earthly merchandise, you done got sold. My gift is my presence, but I can wreck you by remote control. My essence, the music of the spheres on an old school mixtape. If I let you in the circle and you just throw shapes, then we gon' take it to the streets where we can fight like apes. I'd rather not. I'd sooner swing peace like a monk. Where we can crack heads or we can get this joint crunk. See, back in the day, we used to say, put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. But the powers that be made that a sham. It's time to put them up and wave them like you give a goddamn, because this is hip-hop. Who the hell said this was Sparta? Leave your weakest to the wolves, till I bet I come harder with compassion. You gangsters too concerned with mashing. Your fashion don't mean a thing. I flow like Ellington swings, because when he penned Money Jungle, I said, I sure know what you mean. I took my time to reach this pinnacle, and every shot has been a kill, because I steadied myself before I took aim and fired, while thoughts about fame kept the gangsters too tired. Wake up. Because back in the day, we used to say, put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. But the powers that be made that a sham. So it's time to put them up and wave them like you give a goddamn, because this is hip-hop. Yeah. Andre Kapoor, who's going to be up here later, me and him were heading out to an open mic over on the south side. And on the way, I found a pomegranate. Now, I live on the north side, and I guarantee you on the way home, you ain't going to find a pomegranate. This is like a lovely south side walk, right, where you're just going to find like pomegranates in the street. And that night, I decided to do this piece, actually. I try to do this one almost every day as a reminder to stay human in these systems, these cities which threaten to choke the fucking life out of us. It's called pomegranate. Because I remind myself that nothing sown, no harvest. Nothing reaped, and I starve. Disconnected from the earth, yet resurrected from the dearth of such grounded company. And I will return to you all. Not beyond the pale, but in its midst I dug this. A furrow through anxious flesh. A long season of amnesia, all recollections threshed, reincarnations crushed, perpetually swaddled, coddled, spirits distilled and senses bottled. A fashionable doubt outdated while I waited for next year's model, when truest expression is cultivated, clearest thought ruminated, for do we not chew before we swallow? We follow a slow and dedicated horse that pulls this plow through a Sunday painter's pastorals. The printed floral patterns of half-eaten lotus, their scent recalled and scratch and sniff and aerosol and rendered artlessly. More alcohol than alchemy. Stuck in this rut. Stuck in this rut. Stuck in this rut, the glut of too many splendid things, and pushing to painted springs, herring red, the blood that's drained from beauty in the magazines, all dressed for burial, for life more mechanical than mercurial, yet bleeding in goods minus needs, fruit minus seeds. The immaculate abortion of our innocence, in a sense, although it remains intact in the condescending backside. Good man, job well done in Babylon. A little elbow grease, nose to the grindstone, and then one day, you too can own a mobile home. Go where buffalo no longer roam. See what's left of your country with propane and cable hookup. The sacred and profane say, sky is failing, don't look up. Well, I find nothing stays in its place, and in their haste, they made a wasteland. But a raven. A raven fed Elijah in the desert on a hard bap and the tender traps delicacy. See, I have been leaner, wallet to gullet. Have lived on less nourishment, never heaven sent, have been sated on tasteless sacraments. Have kept only effigies of ecstasy, parodies of rapture. Captured and held the frenetic grace of my hand shaking closer to my heart than belly to the ground. Found more than one snake in this garden, asking, what more than this grain of truth? This grain of truth stored not by stiff little fingers, but by burnished palms calling us to rise, to work that heals in decomposing the music of killing fields. And with a spade, the plain and worthy scythe blade, black is my name and its might remains my rudiment, resilient and radiant, I will learn yet to feed myself between this garden's hardened lines indelible. Will meditate, pull down and hold tight that labored fruit's blunt hide inedible, anticipate the taste. And with passionate intent, the secret becomes evident, and I split the pith to spill its thousand blushing seeds. I got time for one more? Yeah. I'm gonna take us back to, I worked in a homeless shelter here in Dublin for almost 5 years. And almost to a man, these young men had posters of like American hip-hop gangsters up on their wall. It was almost kind of homoerotic, really. You know, 50 Cent stripped down to his waist. I was like, all right, dude. I started wondering what it was about, and realized it's really about outlaw heroes. You know, those heroes we turn to when we feel like the system has let us down. But I remember real outlaw heroes, and this is one from African-American folklore. It's a story about High John the Conqueror. Now, High John's was the story of an African prince sold into slavery, but who never succumbed to it. They say he always had one up on old master. Being a trickster, though, High John got himself into as much trouble as he got himself out of. And that's why I do this. Because it's a spirit that haunts young men and women living in poverty, not only here in Dublin, not only in my hometown of San Francisco, but all over the world, because y'all know how they say, tell the truth and shame the devil. And I cry, Eshu, Legba, tell the truth and shame the devil. Brer Rabbit, Anansi, tell the truth, like we done told it so many times. So many times, rewriting ourselves from hints of glory in this palimpsest flesh, witness and evidence of all come before. Tell you what I know, wasn't told like this, the way they put it down. And ain't nothing rang true since in the yearning tenses of the tangible and coveted. And in that violent grammar that we shadowed in translation, well, I was made too spare a lyric, but strip the gut from a git box and you make a birdhouse. From bodies dancing on air, you get music. They're hanging weight, pulling the lines, taught to singing like fretted strings. Fettered things know too well the difference between desires and wings, and Lord, it seems straight razor crazy. But we sang glory, glory, feeding on cabbage water and chitlins. Cracked bones after the meat was gone to suck out the marrow, and after that, ate what we scraped off the walls. And after that, fed on faith till it turned sour. It tasted of desperation. Between mouthfuls, we signified to preacher, to pusher, to pimp, played a fool, to posture, to protect, to pitch woo, to eat a little higher on the hog when recognizing ourselves slaughtered and dressed by circumstance, our own awful, always lawfully served up polite on a plate, but damned if it didn't still stink. I knew it. I knew it came to that nervous odor worked up in days of running rabbit. An inward thing you couldn't wash out if you'd sold your soul to the devil for soap. I knew it in that gospel, in that blues, in the jazz stains and hip-hop refrains stuck fast to tar baby's gut punch for speechlessness. So I sat silent amongst the bulls, setting them alight. Now that's signifying. And lighting out before dawn did. The sweat on my back evaporating with the speed I put between me and them and tall cotton. Oh, it was years before they caught on. By then, hell, I was long gone. And then peeling back houses like onions, hollering down hollow logs, shaky beams hoping to catch the back of my eyes a-shining, or watching for me coming face down on that river and just as swollen. But I'll breach all levees. I breach all levees. Them on towns, them on wages, them on souls. See, Louisiana built in a hole 6 feet under already, and it done rained biblical before. That ain't no thing. Me? I'm accustomed to drowning. That ain't no thing. I only played dead. My flesh turned to folklore while I travel with the blotted sun on my right hand. No penny to my name, no name my own. Most times carrying nothing but my heart and my throat. Follow the drinking gourd dry inside and out, but giddy with the taste of something intoxicating just within reach. And the stars that they're most drunken and volatile, harangue the night so, setting it to jumping out its skin. And I took it for mine, cause I look good in black. Shook the overseer's moon, fastened possum to my back, and the last thing I recall, that lone star swinging. The signal lantern on a hitching post before going underground. Freedom? That's it, freedom. I'd bet my own laughter on that horse and come up grinning, y'all. Come up grinning every time. Because I know a man with a joke writ upon his soul. Writ there by me. Something he don't get, but can't get rid of. A trickster tattoo. And the mystery of my mojo, Ha John the Conqueror.
And there's more to come. Shit. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Wow, lyrical loftiness. Dave, can I invite you up to share with us? Oh, by the way, Dave is one of the first people who ever used the word genius in relation to me, so mad respect for that big time. Before I was anybody, before I was miscellaneous.
Harry's doing. Yeah, genius. When the first time you read your poems out to me, and said you were an undiscovered genius, and I discovered it now. And someday they'll be teaching your words to kids. That's my belief, anyway. I think that's where it's going to go. Most of my poems are very short, so Elaine actually told me that some of your poems are dope, or it could have been Dave, you're a dope. So I'm going to do a couple of love ones, short love ones to start off, and they are short. This one's called Senses of You. My favourite sight, my favourite smell, my favourite taste, my favourite touch, my favourite sound. My world coloured, a colour new, my favourite colour, the colour you. This next one's called Valentine Moon. My Valentine Moon, a love realised too soon, a darkness embraced at noon. Oh, Valentine Moon, when spring is whispering June. I was at Electric Picnic at the weekend, and when I woke up on Sunday morning, I didn't want to wake up the other person in the tent, so I wrote this poem. And it's called Fuzzy Bear's Picnic. Told I'd be beating the girls off with a stick. Told I'd be able to take my pick. Had a few beers, hoping I'd click. Went to bed with Michaela and woke up with Mick. There's much more to drinking than just getting sick. So whatever you kick, whether you're a cool dude or a hip chick, a square deal or a country hick, or just a chick with a, there's room for everyone in this picnic. I have all of these books that I kind of bring around different places with me, you know, just, they're all different sizes. But this is one, I have ones for walk, ones for when I'm driving, stuff like that, you know, because women love a dangerous man, so write poetry when you're driving. This is the one that I keep beside my bed, obviously, because it's from the tent as well. So this is one, just in case, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and something like really dramatic or amazing comes to you, you can wake it up and you can scribble it down straight away. So this is called Dream Poem. Purple, strawberry, jellyfish. The caterpillars have stolen my hair. Ooh, Dave, I want to have your babies. Hey, you, Brian Ferry, stay away from my wife. I just want to do one more. This is kind of, this is my F poem. And I'll just tell you the story about this first. When I wrote it, I read it out to my daughter, and she said, I had a different title for it, and she said, it's a poem of all Fs, and she said to me, Dad, that's called alliteration, so I've called it flutteration. So here it is. Fingerless Frank's fiance, French Frida, feels fiercely for Frank's friend, flawless Floyd. Floyd fancies Frida, Frida fancies Floyd. French Frida fans Floyd's flame. Femme fatale. Fingerless Frank finds Frida fondling finely fashioned Floyd. Floyd flees fast from Frank. Frank flees faster. Floyd falls face first from Fingerless Frank's fist. Floyd finds fault. Floyd's face forever flawed. Following feelings finds friends false. Flabberlock. Frank finds fate. Fate finds Frank. Fate feels fine. Frank feels fine. Finito.
Nice one, Dave. And Carl Parkinson is next. I'd like to invite him to the stage. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's start with a rhythm. It starts with a rhythm with a heartbeat time. Then comes a roll and the drums kick in. See, I heard a poet say, music, it's my religion. And it got me thinking, if music is religion, then poetry is prayer. And I saw the apostles spitting some shit in the land of Jerusalem. And St. Peter said, oh, where's my fucking snare? And I heard the bards of Albion rapping over the grooves of the Druids of Hibernia. And the call went out, yo, where are my motherfucking bards at? And it breaks down in the middle. Hey, dizzle, dizzle, there's a piggy in the mizzle. The little boy rolled up a fat one with the rizzle. The junkie ran away with the walks and the spoon. And Whitey's gonna colonize the moon. Then come the strings and the choir starts to sing and lifts everybody up. And we all grow wings and feel heaven in our hearts. And then it's a cappella, a female voice. And the archangels are doing harmonies. And God grabs the mic and beatboxes to a fade out. A boom, boom. A heartbeat time. Thank you. Oh, somebody going along with me there. There's always one, isn't there? And they're usually related to me, that's what they follow me, you know. That one was about, obviously, hip-hop. This one was it's a very pretentious sounding title. It's called Thinking of Some Great Artists and Their Suffering Whilst Listening to Classical Music. It's not a comedy, it's just a very serious moment, like, really. Ah, Lorca, did you moan like a bored or groan like a wounded bear when they shot you and left you lying like an unwanted sick dog? Or what of you, Bukowski, with your tongue burning with wine and whiskey, a drunken hag snoring at your side and your face scarred by demons? Ezra Pound, old anti-Semite, old madman of poetry, you left your voice in that hospital for the insane. You left clear images in the water of literature. Frida Kahlo, sweet Frida, what a strong face and what a strong art, and all with your spine full of steel and loneliness and your heart full of Diego. And now I see Milton raging in his blindness, orating his brimstone posy at his secretary, seeking to show the ways of God to man and making a hero of Satan. Blake, you said the Archangel Gabriel tore the roof from your house and angels and spirits came and told you the secrets of art and everything. But all people in the neighborhood said was, you see that Blake? He's fucking nuts. Kerouac, you drew the truth of genius and drew the prototype of spiritual freedom for us all, then hung yourself on a cross made of cognac and tears. Caravaggio, self-severed head. Van Gogh's ear in a bloody box. Dostoevsky's pockets emptied at the gambler's den. Genet in jail. Pinheiro liverless and scattered over the Lower East Side. Morrison's bloated dead body in a bat. Cobain's headless body on the floor. The Suicides, Hemingway and Hunter S. Brilliant brains blown away. Arena's AIDS ridden, shivering in a New York bedroom. Ian Curtis, body racked by seizures and heart torn in two by love, body limp and hanging from a noose in the awful grey of a Manchester morning. Rimbaud, raped, deranged, wandering through hell with his feet on fire, his mouth full of blood, tongue forked, dripping the blessings of delirium and wine. And now young Arthur Rimbaud climbs on my back, kisses my ear and says, the suffering of the world is the suffering of the artist. A white rose explodes in my brain, showing me Christmas on earth. I hear the song of the heavens. I see the fourfold vision. All's well. No more the murder or the suicide. No more the suffering. And this vision ends in music.
No. Cheers. Thanks for this.
Someone actually posted in the event page that this event would be heart-stoppingly brilliant. That was nauseatingly brilliant. Paul Curran, I'd like to invite up now. Put your hands together.
I'll just do two pieces, kind of melding into one. Person's called Force Kiss. Helen was an old-fashioned like me own. When I leave home in a race by school, I'd see her teenage face laced with a chain of braces, crisscrossing those far from flawless teeth like metal gates in random places. Do you want to meet her? Of course he does, was the discourse of me two school buds, Barry and Stephen, as I had to daydream to appease me fancy. A mischievous face was engraved on me brain, and me train of thought would wander off in Irish class. Fast forward to Thursday morning, and Stephen arrives 10 minutes later with 7 digits on a scrap of paper. You know that mutt you gawk at and the other end of Kewlock? Yeah, well, you're dating her. You see, Stephen had seen her with her friends the previous night and provided the one-sided guidance of how I was a nice guy, to which she replied, here's me number. Tell him to text me sometime. Now, me palms already sweaty. The weight on me shoulders grew heavy with the passing seconds as the moment I know I finally beckoned. You see, that's the problem with expectation. The pain of waiting generally tends to be 10 times greater than the payoff. But this was my moment. I was next. So I resigned to abide to the rituals and take out me Nokia 3210 to send her a text. Now, in a time before free meteor to meteor, you type out a text and wait 10 minutes to send it to preserve and reserve the remains of your €5 credit. What's up? NM, you? NM too. What time you off school? A girl beyond cool, I feel for her as soon as I knew that she fancied me too. That night, we toured Dublin in conversation, engraving our names in the condensation that invaded the windows of Super Quinn. The streetlights collided with the north side shopping centre signage to glitter off her braces as she grinned. In the dark, we embarked on the shopping centre's car park, weaving out of the delivery lorries. We spotted an empty trolley. I hopped in, pretending to be a baby, and she was me mum. She pushed the trolley like a pram. The pair of us thought it was gas, half romantic, half having a laugh. King and queen of the eroding land, two kids cracking up with too much time on our hands. You see, time is a funny thing. The shifts and swings depending on the situation you're in. In fact, let me take it even further back. Age 4 and I'm in junior infants. Any apple plastered on the wall with the rest of Letterland and The Simpsons. Every hour of the day was a time to play. We'd use plastic shapes to create and make our favourite symbols out of clay or Play-Doh. We'd have to stop and the teacher say so. Trees to climb, Spice Girl for future wife, and no complication to life. It was around this time I met Stephen. Now, Stephen was a kid who was always scheming. He once told me that his uncle was Kevin Keegan, and a 7-year-old me believed him. Only kind of a friend of a friend. But once a few of us went to the corner shop to get bottles of cream soda cadet when he said, have you ever seen a Playboy before? Now, he asked this in a secret voice, but in the presence of the boys, I was obliged to lie and reply, yeah, I think so, once or twice. But that's when he revealed the secret he had. He found 2 Playboy mags around the back of the flats in a bush neatly tucked in a Super Quinn bag. Now, keep in mind, this whole time, I was only about 9. No idea what I was saying. But Stephen was the kind of guy who revealed something that was new to me that he'd actually seen 1,000 times. He introduced me to Dr. Dre and LL Cool J. He'd take out his Discman and play NWA and UGK. Back then we'd go through 4 AA batteries a day. But as we got older, his whole life got bolder. And if we face the fact that his acts were chained to the flats are apparent. Running errands for heavies to steady his money flow. No leaving to the shows and no jobs on the go. You see, some guys get praised for the individual choices they make. But some dudes are just chained to the place they were raised. The pen and the pad gave me a pad that were the problems I had, but Stephen never had a pad even when things got bad. 20 years old, 4 bullets in his back. And all the years flashed by me way too fast as the blood seeps through his hand like grains of sand in an hourglass and of course the system. We're now D1 in maths major to live off scraps. We're a lad from the flats who grew up on 90s rappers and bossed with a lack and forced to react to the limited cash but taking matters into his own calloused hands. And I don't want the chip on my shoulder.
I just want to grow older with the kids that I've grown with. But it seems the system we live in needs a victim, and in order for St. Newt to succeed, we need a Stephen to blade, and I don't want any part of the system's indifference. I just want to be back with Stephen. Age 4, in junior infants. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. I'll ask John Cummins to come up. Thanks. Put your hands together.
Is this bright up here? Do a little fusey as well, like Paul just did. A love poem to hip hop and a thing called band. Ah, Jay-zish. Now that I think of how I used to ring, Brish. Now, I best break that down. That's breakdancing, playful Irish. Long before the now long gone lovely Livia, or before that lanky, manky spoiler man, we brought our lino and we rolled it out red carpet-esque outside the Bank of Ireland. And we do windmills, roundabouts, donkey kicks, crab walks, over the top slow-mo, robotic mad walks and the fast talks. I love the patterns of the speech. So nice to think back to those days like Dowser on the streets. See, we'd get our blast out of old school lock on the back then, CIE 42C. If you wanted adventure, the city centre was the place to be. And we'd practice their moves, had them down to a Mr. T. Fearlessly free, it never bothered me to let no sister see. And we plenty of cardboard and plenty of cassette tapes, and in the naivete of the nostalgia, we was all close-knit best mates. Like if someone did a backspin or a headspin for the first time, that was gone and celebrated had they gone and spat their first run. So from the thing to the wrist to the elbow, baby, oh my, what's this, my arm's going crazy. Shoulder locking, body popping, robot rocking, yeah, the biddy bee bopping, and there ain't no stopping, no, the hippie bee hopping, I am switch sides swapping, I am stunning, shocking. You'd learn by the watch, you'd improve through the do, and before you knew, you was a member of a crew. You was a cog in a loop, you was a link in a chain gang, but no gangster, no bling, this was plain man, no chain man. It was Bruce Lee and Marley before the brain drain, man, times was punky and disco stream wasn't so main. No, it was this ocean of flow that fled from the concrete jungle. It was Enter the Dragon as it was Exodus the tongue. It was heart, it was soul, it was larynx, it was lung. It was the biggie old of the tall looking out for the littly small of the young. And it was spray shaking Stevens doing the Steffi graffiti. I was a hooded claw breaking the law down Darndale's dark alleyway. Yes, no doubt, without hip hop I wouldn't have come this far home. Without hip hop I wouldn't be this poem, eh? For hip hop taught me that beyond the contestarone and the unpheromone, and a master and a mistress is necessary in the ceremony. So from the thing to the wrist to the elbow, baby, oh my, what's this, my arm's gone crazy. Shoulder locking, body popping, robot rocking, biddy be bopping, and ain't no stopping, no, the hippie be hopping, I am switch side swapping, I am stare numb shocking. Drum is the gun, shooting down the wickedry. It's beat, defeat, the cheat, and all of him trickery. The bass is the face that confronts the criminal, a subdued animal, subliminal, invisible. And guitars and accent, hacks at evil. Its strings are things that tie together people, and voices choice on us get to choose to use it, to shut up, speak up, fuse it or refuse it. And breath is a big bang, original string strung back when everything was oh so very young. And given imagination and some deep contemplation, it's possible to breathe life into every situation. Given education, given the same chance, all our hearts and all our bones can boogie to the same dance. And it's okay if we all bop a little bit together at the same time, as long as it means all of our dreams don't occupy the same mind. So let's band, as in bind, give a hand to mankind. Let's group, as in unit, and build it, not ruin it. And song is a bomb that blows up these important images. It's a missile of fragile, well-meant messages. Song is a weapon of mass construction with an inside wise guide with inbuilt instruction. And all of us composing one, all of us conducting a symphony of melody that has us all hooked, and like medicine it soothes. Songs heal, songs give life, because some songs feel as though we have always been connected. It takes aim, shakes the brain, and scores a direct hit. Song's smell is of a more innocent taste. Its path is a journey introspectively retraced. Song is a soldier in the battle to free grace. There's no substitute for song. It cannot be replaced. And poem is a plaster. The paper rises over the cracks. It's a gun. It's a bomb. It's a fist. It's an axe. Poem is a home to train thoughtful tracks that lead to the tunnels of the Kerouacs and Tupacs. Yes, poem is alone and its paradoxical togetherness. Its fine fleet of fine feet footprints, its foreverness. Poem is alone in a cacophony of hushed uppiness. Its main tease is a brain freeze, like that from too much rushed, slushed puppiness. And the otherness of poem is not to be lightly taken. The fleshiness of its bone will leave you shivered and shaking. Yeah, poem is vibrating, pulsating, verbatim, a harbour, a haven, safe and sound and sacred to create. Poem is a cloud in a crowd upon which all of us can drift by. It's a sky where all of us can just fly high. Poem is a teacher, and it teaches me to fear none. And I thank it for its teachings, as I thank you all for your ear. Rome is the gun, shooting down the wickedry. It's beat, defeat, the cheat, and all of him trickery.
Thank you. We'll just invite Andre Kapoor up, please. Put your hands together for Andre.
Gonna do two quick poems for you. There's been a couple poets done a bit of an ode to hip hop, and I guess suitable on a night like this. I was in Russia for 2 weeks recently. Amazing country. I'd recommend it to anybody, especially St. Petersburg if you ever get a chance. And I was on the coast of the Baltic Sea in this kind of nuclear town built around a couple of reactors. And we were just sitting there on the beach, and a couple of guys came up to our bonfire. And in spite of the fact that we didn't share a common language or anything, we wound up spitting a couple of bars over a beatbox for like 10 minutes. And it really put into kind of perspective how much hip hop brings people together. And it's a great honor to be here supporting Elaine, because sometimes the universe gives us messengers whose role is to shine a light, and it's nice to be able to support an endeavor like that. Me, I'm just a vagabond looking for a home. Here's an oldie. Tonight, I put on my best suit, and I came to you for a word or two, but the word was written and the word got out. And I don't know what to expect when the scripture is misspelt, when a heartbeat's not felt, but it echoes loud enough to change the course of time, when nostalgia turns into something else, but you feel remorse in every rhyme, you see. That's where it gets tricky. Because they say you can't be a lover and a fighter. But I'll fight for my love and know that I'm right, with no guide from above, but a guide from within that goes boom, boom, poof, boom, boom, poof, every time she walks in. And that's all it takes to remember how I built you out of longing, and I wrapped you in the cold, and I raised you on a pedestal of pain. And you were screaming like an angel in the place of no surrender. I carved a future in your back, and I took what was not mine to take. And now the seasons slow my heartbeat, and my mouth is running dry. But you know me. Endlessly curious, but never quite so brave as to tell you just how beautifully you ache. Thank you. Is that the police in the house, I hear? Or just some motherfucker with a walkie-talkie? Should I be worried?
Yes.
I'll just do another quick one. This is one that I started writing when I was about 13, and I could never finish it until like last year. So it took just about 10 years to finish a poem. And I think it was Oscar Wilde that said that a work of art is never finished, the artist only gives up. Am I misquoting that? Was that somebody else?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah,
Carl said that. Fucking Carl.
It's always fucking Carl.
When my vision's blurred by tears or whiskey, and my heart's still torn in two by war, my land is wrinkled by the winds, but no one sings here anymore. There's only echoes of all those shots we fired, and I don't know how I got so tired, and I'd love to sleep, but my bed's too cold, and my God lives inside a centerfold. And right now, I could use somebody, right now, I could use somebody, right now, I could use somebody. Somebody better than those bitter about the letters that I never sent her. But when the scent of winter takes you by the hand and offers shelter, it can be hard to say, I'm done with this shit. Cause you see, my words were misconstrued, and my delivery was basic. But let's face it, none of this will ever change the way it tastes when the paint fades and the tides sway, and the man say I can no longer write my name on the docks down by the bay. But I can still hear the sound of the solemn leaves as they slumber by the wayside. And I remember when she said, that's my favorite poem. And you know what? She was talking about one of mine. And at that moment, I was king.
Thanks everyone, put your hands together for all the poets and Paul and me and Paul.